Wordsworth and Samuel Taylor Coleridge are one of the great double acts of literary history, even if in later years there was a sad parting of the ways, as Coleridge lapsed into opium-induced ill health, while Wordsworth more and more adopted the high Tory persona of the Lake District country gentleman. In the last years of the 18th century, however, they were a formidable partnership, exulting in a common passion for new ideas, both political and philosophical, walking the Quantock Hills, reciting and revising their newest poems, and even, on one gloriously absurd occasion, being tracked by a government spy on suspicion of working for the French revolutionaries. Bliss was it in that dawn to be alive, but to be young was very heaven. Their first and only joint publication was Lyrical Ballads, which appeared in 1798, a date often conveniently taken to mark the beginning of the Romantic movement in English literature. Coleridge's main contribution was his Rime of the Ancient Mariner. In this extraordinary reworking of the traditional ballad, he contrives both to tell a riveting story of the supernatural and to give a terrifying account of human depression and isolation. Yet the poem, which encapsulates perfectly the romantic belief in the power and truth of the imagination, is Kubla Khan. So strange and original that Coleridge did not dare to publish it till many years after its composition in 1797. The exotic Eastern setting grows out of his voracious reading of old books of travel, but the subtext of the poem is clearly to do with the process, both dangerous and liberating, of artistic creation itself. Coleridge claimed that the lines came to him in a dream, probably opium-induced, and that his fevered writing down of these lines was disastrously interrupted by a person on business from Porlock.
In Xanadu did Kubla Khan a stately pleasure dome decree, where Alf, the sacred river, ran through caverns measureless to man down to a sunless sea. So twice 5 miles of fertile ground with walls and towers were girdled round, and there were gardens bright with sinuous rills where blossomed many an incense-bearing tree, and here were forests ancient as the hills enfolding sunny spots of greenery. But oh, that deep romantic chasm which slanted down the green hill athwart a cedarn cover, a savage place, as holy and enchanted as e'er beneath a waning moon was haunted by woman wailing for her demon lover. And from this chasm, with ceaseless turmoil seething, as if this earth in fast thick pants were breathing, a mighty fountain momently was forced, amid whose swift half-intermitted burst huge fragments vaulted like rebounding hail or chaffy grain beneath the thresher's flail. And mid these dancing rocks at once and ever it flung up momently the sacred river, 5 miles meandering with a mazy motion through wood and dale the sacred river ran, then reached the caverns measureless to man and sank in tumult to a lifeless ocean. And mid this tumult, Kubla heard from far ancestral voices prophesying war.